Let's go back to the interview now.
Let me ask you a general question. Okay. What do you think makes a good piece of music? If you're listening to a student's piece, let's say, or a colleague, is there something you do want the music to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a complex question, which I'll try to answer simply, or just try to answer. The first thing I look for in a piece of music is continuity, that the piece goes from place to place in a way that is natural and makes sense and is coherent and motivated. That's the first thing. The second thing I look for is a voice, which is more elusive. But
a composer's personal voice.
Yeah. Most composers, experienced composers, will know what a voice means, because as composers, we're surrounded by so many styles and we're influenced so easily by so many composers. It takes a while to get through those composers and all that music, whatever music it is that you love, and come out on the other side with something that is your own. So those are the two things I look for. Even with beginners, and I get beginners sometimes, beginner students.
But within those parameters, there could be any style. It's not a particular style.
No,
or particular
it has nothing
technique.
To do with style.
It has to do with those qualities.
It has nothing to do with style, actually.
You're listening to An Hour with Tower on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Wings for solo clarinet has become a much loved and performed piece by clarinetists. Tower has written that the image behind the piece is one of a large bird, perhaps a falcon, at times flying very high, gliding along the thermal currents, barely moving. At other moments, the bird goes into elaborate flight patterns that loop around, diving downwards, gaining tremendous speed. I asked her if she'd like to tell us more about the genesis of the piece.
Wings was written for Laura Flax, who was in the Da Capo Chamber Players. It's a piece for solo clarinet. And actually, along with Sequoia, that piece changed my life, mm-hmm. too, because I learned that if you write one good piece for one player and she plays it on her recital and there are five clarinetists there who love the piece, then they want to play the piece on their recital. So we're up to 25 clarinet, you know, and this piece just went out like wildfire through the clarinet world, and it's still in the clarinet world. It's a repertoire piece now.
Right.
And I tell this story to my students because I say, you know, if you can manage to write one very, very good piece for solo flute, let's say, mm-hmm. the way Varese wrote Density. Mm-hmm. It's a two-page piece. It's a very powerful piece. It's in the flute repertoire, mm-hmm. and that's the piece he's going to be remembered by, basically, mm-hmm. Because every flutist in the world plays that piece. Mm-hmm. It's a lesson I learned early on with Wings.
Let's hear it now, performed by the clarinetist for whom it was written, Laura Flax.